No self that is undivided and complete and can recognize itself in all that is. And the Metta Sutta on this side of the Sutra Service opens the way to how is it that we walk this emptiness in the world? How do we actualize the emptiness that we recognize deep in our practice? So the Heart Sutra opens, form is emptiness. The Metta Sutta opens the way to emptiness is form, embodied, walked into the world. One time when I shared this sutra with a group of Christian meditators, I was very interested by their response. Their hearts leapt actually, and then they leapt upon the word skilled in goodness. Skilled in goodness. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness. And that is a beautiful point. It implies that emptiness wises us up in the realm of this open, free-flowing, generous, radiating life of emptiness in the world, that it skills us up and wises us up. So metta is loving kindness, and the kindness is an unqualified friendliness and carefulness towards all beings. I love the fact that it is and makes it very clear that it leaves no kind of being out. Even those to be born must be cared for, must be offered unqualified friendliness, loving kindness. There's not much in the way the settings of our world operate that has very much care for those still to be born. The generations downstream from us do not figure in the bottom line of any corporation. But they do figure in the bottom of our hearts if we practice the way. We hold the unborn, the born, those seen, the unseen, those near, those far away. This is a radiating, flowing give of the self. And the other three Brahma Viharas or divine abodes or sublime abidings of the heart and mind, the way we move our practice into the world of everything we touch and see and take care of. The second of them is, of course, compassion, karuna. And that compassion is not something that is done. It is something that flows most naturally from that recognition of no separation, that deep identity with the one who suffers. Or even more deeply, with the suffering of the one who suffers. Because suffering has touched and informed us, we can find that live point of flow with the suffering of another, without even attempting anything. It is the most natural recognition. And the generosity that flows again, right there. The third one is sometimes translated as altruistic joy. Mudita. A beautiful name, and one I think that would suit any dog in this whole world, Mudita, because it means unqualified joy in the joy of others. In other words, a free and complete identifying with the joy of others, sharing of the joy of others, with no stinginess in the heart, no fear that holds us back from identifying that joy as our own joy. Identifying that strength as our own strength. Again, recognition lights the way. When you see joy, share it. When you see strength, share it in your own being and recognize it as not other than yourself. Your true self, your essential self. And the last one, which in another sense embraces all of them, is equanimity. Upekkha. Sometimes this is mistaken for some kind of cool, neutral, or even indifferent neutrality. It's far more interesting to understand it as steadiness of heart in the face of whatever is happening, that steady lack of any desire to move off, to move towards rejecting or holding on to. Equanimity is a kind of almost an energy of practice. We are charged with equanimity in the sense of it infuses our practice when practice is strong. Like the other Brahma Viharas, it is natural to the mind of practice, even if it's quite hard to give ourselves these divine or sublime abidings, to be able to agree to make our home there, abide there, stay with it, and in a way, pray with it. Pray with it in the sense of extending ourselves without knowing or without trying to catch hold of any of these, extend ourselves towards them. I love the fact that the Metta Sutta is so practical in its language, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. I'm very fond in particular of and frugal in their ways. That sense of frugality, if you are sharing the good with all others, you will not want to hoard any of it for yourself. There is a generosity in being frugal, in not taking too much, not using too much, not hoarding, not panic buying. Also notice that the Metta Sutta is close to prayer in its very form. May all beings be at ease. It is a prayerful well-wishing for the joy and freedom from suffering of all beings. Any prayer is uttered from a place where we recognize that life is precarious. Prayer in the sense of deep well-wishing, a deep expansive movement of the heart, radiates out across the entire world because we deeply care and we wish well for all beings. We recognize that all beings suffer, that all beings are at risk of suffering and of old age and sickness and death, and of mental anguish, and of all the kinds of traps we can make for ourselves. So knowing this, we can't but wish for all beings to be at ease. And that wishing does have a sense of well-wishing, of radiating the energy of unqualified friendliness, loving kindness. If you have practice with this as a practice, metta practice always begins with offering unqualified loving kindness to yourself. How can you radiate it over the entire world unless you can confidently feel it streaming through your own being? As you receive the gift of that energy of loving kindness into your deepest being, then you can give it freely, offer it freely, knowing that it burns inexhaustibly. It cannot be used up, cannot run out. You'll also know that it requires you to offer it most directly and personally and face to face in your own heart and mind to, first of all, someone you love with no problem, someone easy to offer it to, then moving it to someone who, for whom you have no particular for or against, a kind of neutral person in your world. And then to offer it to the one who, to someone for whom you have a sense of weariness or dislike or fear, reserve. Often, of course, fear, reserve is protecting you from fear of not being loved. It doesn't matter what is at the heart of it. You dare to offer it to that one. You mentally sit them before you and you radiate and kindness, well-wishing. May you be well and happy. May you be free from suffering. May you be deeply at ease. May you be healed. Whatever else is in your heart to offer, until you can truly feel that flowing freely from yourself. And this is a mysterious matter. It does free us from the kind of exile that we create in our hearts from the other. That blinds us to the quality and being and feelings of the other. And then, of course, it radiates out over all the people in near reach and then beyond to the people a bit further away, and not just the people. In fire-ravaged Australia, it radiates to all the creatures who share sentience with us on an entirely equal footing. It is unqualified loving kindness. So let this flow through your day. Let awareness of may all beings be at ease flow through you, towards you, and out from you. and even let it flow to the dishes that you wash up and dry and put away and feel their warmth as they go into the cold cupboard. This is really living into and walking deeper and deeper into the mind of no barrier. There's a freedom, a liberating freedom in the very desire to say with complete honesty and genuine sincerity, may all beings be at ease.